Welcome again to our studies of the book of Luke, and we want to thank you for tuning in to the broadcast today. And we want to encourage you to open your Bible right now to the first chapter of the book of Luke, and we're going to be studying about John the Baptist today. What a great man he was. And we're going to look at what the angel Gabriel told his father about John the Baptist before John the Baptist was even born. As a matter of fact, before he was even conceived. This is what the angel Gabriel told Zacharias. Let's look at Luke chapter 1 and verse 13. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord. Now in the sight of the people, he was generally considered to be a prophet. Among some of the Jewish leaders, he was not well liked. He was not great in their sight. As a matter of fact, Jesus said that some of the Jews said that John the Baptist had a devil. They said that he was demon-possessed. They said that he was crazy. Now, of course, they said the same thing about Jesus. Some people said that Jesus was crazy. Some people said that Jesus was possessed of a demon. But this is what the Bible says about John the Baptist from God's point of view. In the sight of men, John the Baptist was liked by some and despised by others, but in the sight of God, he was great. And I want you to notice what the Bible says in verse 15 about John the Baptist. And I believe that this is important to remember and has a connection to him being great. In verse 15, For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. So John the Baptist stayed away from alcohol. He did not drink and would not drink alcohol. Now, if a person wants to be great and acceptable in the sight of the Lord today, then he needs to do the same as John the Baptist. He doesn't need to drink. John the Baptist would not drink wine or strong drink. And then the Bible says, He shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. So while John the Baptist was in the womb of his mother, he was filled with the Holy Ghost. After he was born, while he was a little child, John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Ghost. You see, when the Bible says he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb, that means from that time and onward. From the time that he was in his mother's womb and forward, John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, that's very interesting. We have said that John the Baptist was a prophet, and he was. The Bible plainly shows that. And Jesus taught that in Matthew chapter 11, and there are other passages as well. But we've also pointed out that John the Baptist did no miracle. Now what we mean by that, and we have to qualify what we mean by miracle there, is that John the Baptist did not perform any miraculous acts. Things like casting out demons, raising the dead, healing the sick, giving sight to the blind, you don't find John the Baptist doing those things. However, the very fact that he was a prophet and the fact that God spoke through him and used him as a mouthpiece as he did other prophets was a miraculous thing. And so when we say that John the Baptist did no miracle, of course, we're talking about those miraculous deeds or miraculous acts such as we just mentioned. And there's something else interesting about this, in light of what many people believe and say about the Holy Spirit. John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Ghost. And yet, you don't find John the Baptist speaking in tongues, do you? You never read about him speaking in tongues. And yet, he was filled with the Holy Ghost. As a matter of fact, if you just go back to his childhood, John the Baptist was not out there working miracles and speaking in tongues when he was 6 months old or 2 years old, and yet he was filled with the Holy Ghost. So when you see those words in the Bible, When you see the Bible talking about Christians having the Holy Spirit, or when you even read about the Holy Spirit being in a person to the point that that individual is filled with the Holy Ghost, that does not automatically and necessarily mean that that person had miraculous powers. And this is a good example of that fact here. So John the Baptist is filled with the Holy Ghost from the time that he was in his mother's womb. It's also interesting what you find in verse 16 in that connection. Because in verse 16, the angel also said to his father, "And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God." Now, how did John the Baptist do that? The Bible says that John the Baptist would turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God, because there were many Israelites that had turned away from God. John the Baptist was going to turn them back to God. How did he do that? He did that by his preaching. If you ever think that preaching is outdated, if you ever think that preaching doesn't do any good, if you ever think that preaching doesn't have a place today, just remember these words, that John the Baptist turned many of the children of Israel back to God. He did that by preaching. The Bible says that he preached to the people in Matthew chapter 3, verse 2, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." John the Baptist called on people to repent. John the Baptist preached an unpopular message. Repentance is unpopular to the world in any age. People just don't like to hear that message because the word repent means to change. It means to change your heart and to change your life, to change your ways, to give up your sins and to turn to God. Many people do not like to hear that kind of message. And yet this is the message of God from the beginning of the Bible to the end of the Bible. So John the Baptist did that. Many Israelites turned to God and they were baptized for the remission of their sins in the Jordan River because they heard the preaching of John the Baptist. And again, it was plain, straightforward preaching. There was nothing fancy about it. It was not with wisdom of words. It was not because John the Baptist was such an eloquent and dynamic speaker that everybody just flocked to hear him. It was because of what he said. It was because of the truth that he preached. And the Bible says that people turned to God because of that preaching. Luke 1, verse 16. Now notice what the angel also said in verse 17. "And he," that is John the Baptist, "shall go before him," that is Jesus Christ, the Messiah, "and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias." Now in your King James Version, the word Elias is the New Testament word or name for Elijah in the Old Testament. The Bible says that John the Baptist here would precede or go before the Messiah, Jesus Christ, and he would come, John the Baptist, would come in the spirit and power of Elijah or Elias. Now, when it says he will come in the spirit of Elijah, that means he would have the same spirit or same heart as Elijah did. In other words, he's going to have the same fervor. He's going to have the same diligence. He's going to be just as earnest and just as faithful as Elijah was in the Old Testament. And when it says he will come in the power of Elijah, that doesn't mean that he's going to have the miraculous power that Elijah did, because Elijah raised the dead and performed other miracles. And we've already seen that John the Baptist did not work those kinds of miracles. When the Bible says here that John the Baptist would come in the spirit and power of Elijah, I believe that the word power there refers to the courage and the boldness that John the Baptist had, because Elijah was a very brave man, and he proclaimed the truth, and John the Baptist was a man who told the truth, even if it meant that he was going to risk his life to do that. Now, folks, this helps us to understand. Luke chapter 1, verse 17, helps us to interpret a passage that you find back in the Old Testament that some of the Jews were confused about in the first century. It's the last statement that is made in your Old Testament, and it's found in Malachi chapter 4, beginning in verse 5 and going through verse 6. Malachi 4, beginning in verse 5. Again, these are the last two verses in your Old Testament. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Now look at verse 5 of Malachi chapter 4. And remember that this was written about 400 years before Jesus Christ came to the earth. So the Old Testament said that Elijah was coming. Now Elijah the prophet, the person, the physical man Elijah, had been dead for hundreds of years. So what is he talking about here when he says, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord? Well, there were many Jews in Jesus' day who thought that God would raise Elijah from the dead and send him back physically and personally to precede the coming of the Messiah. They thought that Elijah in person would appear in the first century. Well, Luke chapter 1, verse 17 tells us that what that Old Testament prophecy was talking about was the fact that there would come somebody who was like Elijah, who would come in the spirit and power. In other words, he would have the same character and faith as Elijah back in the Old Testament. Not that Elijah in person would come, but that somebody very much like him in spirit would come, and that man was John the Baptist. Luke chapter 1 and verse 17. So let me encourage you to go back and read Luke chapter 1, beginning in verse 12 and going down through verse 17, and study more about John the Baptist, one of the great men in the New Testament. Thank you for listening today, and have a wonderful rest of the day.